Good morning. How are you all today? Good. You're so quiet. Did you not sleep well? You slept? You slept too. Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm glad. I didn't. I got a sore throat today. It's horrible. Yeah, but that's okay because it means you have to suffer through my singing today. I'm so glad that you all are here. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Because it includes food? No, there's no food in there.
And why are you holding an egg carton?
I'm going to make you an usher for that. No, because in this story, Jesus goes to Jerusalem to the temple. The big old temple, big giant, huge place. You can't even imagine how big it was. And there he went, and you know what he found when he got there? People were selling cows and doves and sheep, and the bankers were there with their ATM machines. They're making money. Can you believe that? Could you imagine if you showed up here one day and there was Pastor Don was out there selling cows and Auntie Stephanie was there with her big cage of doves, right? And she said, get your doves, get your doves. Wouldn't you think that was, thank you. I thought so too. That would be so weird. Well, it wasn't so weird back in those days because back in those days, instead of writing a check or giving your quarter to the offering, you know what you did? You gave him a cow. Can you imagine how noisy our offering would be? People had to bring their cows and their sheep under their arm and put them in the offering plate. We'd have to get bigger ushers.
No, and bigger offering plates.
And bigger offering plates too, yeah. It was an amazing thing, but Jesus was worried because sometimes they wasn't so much about the offering. And Jesus was worried that something else was going on. And so you know what he did? Now, this is terrible. I try to do this with my preaching. He drove everyone out of the church. Everybody. He just said, get out. Get out. Can you imagine that? Because Jesus was worried. So I was going to ask you a question. What is this?
An egg carton.
What is in the egg carton?
Eggs.
There's supposed to be eggs in the egg carton. That's what goes into egg cartons, right? What do you mean there's nothing in there? Of course there's something in there.
Yeah, there's air.
Thank you. There's air in there. Very good.
Very complicated. You can dissolve an egg trick.
I heard about the dissolve an egg trick. We'll do that for confirmation. Here's the deal. When Jesus looked in the temple, he wasn't seeing what he expected. He expected good, healthy things, good relationships with God, all kinds of cool stuff. But when he looked in the temple, he saw something else.
Cows
and sheep. It wasn't that the cows and sheep were bad or that the people were bad. It wasn't about loving God. And that's what worried Jesus. So he drove them out. It was sort of like starting over again, like we talked about with Noah the other day. Jesus saw the temple and it looked like a big old empty egg carton because it didn't have in it what any of us expected. So Jesus drove them out and he said, you know, maybe we'll try something different. I think that's true for us too. Sometimes we forget why we come to this temple. Sometimes we forget that we come not for ourselves so much as we come to share with others what God has already given us. See, I think, and I didn't bring a full egg carton because I didn't have one at home, but because Mrs. Maeda didn't bring me any eggs. But I think maybe part of what we can look at doing is how can we fill the egg carton with what God wants, with love and joy and peace and service and care and prayer. And then the rest, I'd leave this part empty because it's got air in it. For the Holy Spirit. So I think that's what God's up to. Maybe filling up the egg carton with what God has for us as gifts. And I think, you know who I think fills the egg carton best? You guys. I think you're pretty good egg carton fillers. You're pretty good temple fillers.
Well, because you put Easter eggs in there.
You could put it, but not during Lent. You can't put Easter eggs in there during Lent. Yeah, we'll do that later. But yeah, you're the best thing we can fill this carton with. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for the temple, but help us, God, to be sure that it is always filled with your love. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen.